The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havaad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havaad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Mem Tes. In this shiur, I would like to discuss a shiur. If a person, let's say, is making a weekend simcha, either Yishav Sheva Brachos or Bar Mitzvah, in a hall, and the Friday night meal is coordinated in white, requiring white tablecloths, whereas the day meal has a different color coordination and needs a different colored tablecloths. The problem is that the candles were lit on the Friday night table. Does that make the tablecloths muksa, and thereby making it usur to remove it from the table? Let us begin with the Mishnah on today's daf. Says the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Tesamat Aleph, Toimim b'sholchin metaltel l'neison, v'gizei tzemer v'ei metaltel l'neison. One can be matmin, wrap up the pot of food before Shabbos to maintain the heat in skins and move them around, and he may also be matmin in shears of wool, however he may not move them around. Rashi explains, since raw wool is intended to be woven into clothing, they're mukta. Now the Mishnah goes on to explain a method of getting the pot out without having to move the gizei tzemer. How is that? By taking hold of the pot cover, and then the gizim, the shears of wool, will instantly fall by itself. Rashi explains that even though the wool is on top of the cover, of the pot cover, that is, it does not become a basis. Why? Rashi explains, she'ein nasis ela lechasis hakadeya. The pot cover is only there to cover the pot. Now, when we get into the place, we'll get a better understanding of what Rashi is trying to tell us. Now, let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber, in Hilchas Mukta, Hilchas Basis, Simen Shintes Sif Dalet, when speaking about a Eben Shehunach Apia Chavis, which is a stone that they would put either knowingly to be put there on Shabbos, or if it was forgot there, but the purpose of the Eben of the stone was to keep the cover in its place on top of the barrel, so that no dirt or anything should get into the barrel. Al-Gaponim, the Mechaber states two opinions. If the stone was placed knowingly on the Chavis with the intention to be there on the onset of Shabbos, the first opinion is that is enough to make the barrel a basis to the Eben. As long as it was there with das to be there at least on the onset of Shabbos, so automatically the barrel becomes a basis. Whereas the second opinion in the Mechaber is that if there was an intention to get the Muktzah somehow off the barrel, the Eben off the barrel during Shabbos, it does not become a basis, even though there was a specific das for it to be there on the onset of Shabbos. According to the second day, the only way that something could become a basis is if you have a specific das for it to remain there the whole Shabbos, or no, according to some opinions, that there was no specific das to get the muktzah off the barrel, the muktzah off of the Dvar Heter. The Taz asks, according to the Dei Rishonim, that as long as there's das for the muktzah to be on the Dvar Heter, on the object that's mutter, on the onset of Shabbos, he's matmiya on the minig that we do. What's the minig he's talking about? So our minig is that after Kiddush, we roll up the tablecloth until the Neiris, until the Shabbos Neiris, until the Leichter, and in the morning, after the guy removes the Leichter from the table, we take off the tablecloth completely. Freik the Taz, how can we do this? Since the intention is that the Neiris remain on the table, at least until the end of the Suda, the cloth should become a basis, according to the Dei Rishonim of the Shulchan Aruch. To understand the Meg that the Taz is referring to, we must point out a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Omer Beis. The Gemara says one should not bring the table until after Kiddush. In other words, in those days, each as it's clear in the different sugyos in Avi Pesachim, each person had their own personal table, had his own small table in front of him, right? And they would, instead of having a table set with lots of chairs around it, there were a bunch of them. Everyone had their own chair, they had a couch, something to lean on, and they had a small table in front of them. The Gemara says, when you're having a Suda, the Shabbos Suda, don't bring down that small table in front of you, in front of every person, until after Kiddush. And if he does, the Gemara goes on, if he does bring in the table, Poyos Ma'apu Mekadosh, cover it with a cloth, and then make Kiddush. The Rishpam explains, with a She'iltas, Kehechi Detesi HaSuda B'Yakri DeShabbata, that it should be evident that the Suda is for covered Shabbos. Therefore, first make Kiddush, and then bring the Suda in, so that it's clear that this Suda is after Kiddush. This Suda is the covered that we were just Mekadosh, at the Shabbos, and this is a covered Suda, this is a Shabbos Suda. The Primer Godin in Simon Reishayin Aleph Hilchos Kiddush points out that it's evident from a couple of places that in those days the cloth that we place on the challah cover, our challah cover, in those days they were spread on top of the whole table. In other words, they would have a bottom tablecloth on the table, and the challahs were on top of that. Then on top of that whole tablecloth, they would cover with a second tablecloth, and that was what we have a challah cover. They would have on their entire table. On top of that's a second tablecloth, and then on top of that, they would have at the end of the table the laishka. So the laishka was actually on top of both tablecloths. So this is the mapa that the Taz is referring to in our halacha, the top tablecloth. The Primer Godin points out in the Hilchos Mukta, or in our siman, in Siman Shintes, that the bottom mapa that has the challah on it won't become a bosses, because the chalas are dvar heter, and at this point of Shabbos, right before the Suda, the chalas are more chosher to the person than the neiris, because he's about to satiate himself on the chalas to cover Shabbos. So Melim, the dvar heter is more important, more chosher to him than dvar isris, so the tablecloth, the bottom tablecloth, does not become a bosses to the neiris. The only thing that the Taz was talking about and worried about, concerned about, was the top tablecloth that is on top of the chalas, and the only thing that's on top of the tablecloth is the lighter. So that's where the Taz is makmir, that according to the first opinion of in Shulchan Aruch, that as long as there's the head yudik adas, knowledge for it to be, for the dvar muksa to be on top of the dvar heter on the onset of Shabbos, that's enough to become, to make and deem the dvar heter muksa a bosses. So Cain, how could we go and roll up the tablecloth on Friday night, and how could we remove the tablecloth on Shabbos day after the guy removed the leifter? The Magen Avraham argues and says, the only time something becomes a bosses is if I want the muktzah to be dafka on the dvar heter. Masha'enkin, for instance, he gives an example. If I have a narrow box, a narrow but high kupa, a box, that I have several objects in it, several chafetzim in it, and some dvar isra, some dvar heter, there will inevitably be some objects on top of others. Says the Magen Avraham, if a dvar muktzah in that box ends up on top of a dvar heter, it certainly does not make a basis, because I don't want the dvar iser to dafka be on top of the dvar heter. I don't want the muktzah object to be dafka on top of the keli that's not muktzah. There's just simply no room for all the objects to be on the bottom of the kupa, on the bottom of the box. So that won't make, even though I specifically put it on top of the dvar heter, it wasn't dafka, there wasn't an intention for it dafka to be on top of this dvar heter. There's just simply no room for all these things on bottom of the table proper, of the box proper. So zok the Magen Avraham, similarly here, even though I want the ner to be on the table to light the suda, so that I can have a suda in the light, in the that I shouldn't be in the dark, but there's no reason that I want the leichter, the ner, to be on top of the cloth dafka. I only don't want to put. I just don't want to bother myself to find a way to get the ner on the table without being on top of the tablecloth. Therefore, the cloth will not be a basis, even if there was no challah on the table at the time that I lit the candles. Now, the Beis Meir says, Beis Meir brings the Mogen Avraham, and he says even more. He says we don't even need the svara of the Mogen Avraham to matter moving the tablecloth. He said that it will be mutter to move the table, even if I put the ner, the heavy on the cloth, it won't make a basis. And the Beis Meir goes on and quotes the Rashi on our Mishnah that we mentioned. That the Rashi says that the pot cover does not become a basis. Why? Rashi explains, because ein nazis ela lachashis hakadera, meaning, like the makor of the word of bosses. Where did the word bosses come from? In the Mishkan there were two kelim. In the Beis Mikdash also there was the kier and the kanoi. The Targum Taishis, the Targum Unkelus, right on the side, translates this to mean yas kiyoyra, the kier, v'yas bisise, which is and its stand, the kier and its stand. The Zokta Beis Meir, the site of the bosses is not only that it is a stand, that it holds something, but also, bisi say, its stand. It's there to service the kier, and mele a buses has to be servicing the dvar muktza in order for it to become the buses. Mele, since it's servicing it, since the dvar heter is servicing the dvar iser, mele it becomes muktza like the dvar iser. Memela says the Beis Meir, the tablecloth, just like the pot and the pot cover, the tablecloth is not there to service the muktza on top of it, but rather it's there to cover the table, to service the dvar mutter underneath it. Memela, it doesn't become a basis. Again, a basis is not only that it's holding up, that it's holding something; it has to be holding it and servicing it. Both the pot cover that Rashi speaks about and the tablecloth that the Taz speaks about, both those objects are not there to service the Dvar Muktza. It just happens to be underneath it, but it's not servicing it, but rather it's coming to service what's underneath it. The pot cover is servicing the pot, and the tablecloth is serving the table. So again, to summarize the sheetahs that we mentioned, according to the Taz, if there's no challah on the tablecloth, it becomes a basis to the leichter. According to the Mogen Avraham and the Beis Meir, the cloth does not become a basis, either because I don't care for the ner to be dafka on the cloth, or because the cloth is how it sounds, a tablecloth, a table cover, not a leichter stand. The Mishnah Berurah says that b'mokim soyuch, one can definitely rely on the Mogen Avraham and the Beis Meir. Therefore, in our shaila, about removing the cloth to coordinate the next morning's meal, if the challah was on the table at the time of lighting, then according to everybody, even according to the Kataz, it would be mutter to remove the tablecloth and to replace it with a different cloth. But if the caterer forgot to have the challah there, the Mishnah Berurah says one could definitely be makel that the cloth did not become a basis and may be removed to replace it for another cloth. Now, let's for a moment see the svara of Rashi being taken one step further. What if the dvar heter is being mishtamish the muktza, but it's not underneath it, but rather on top of it? This that we mentioned, that the bosses is not enough for it to be holding up the dvar iser to become a bosses, but also it must be servicing it. Let's see, you have the second thing without the first thing. Let's say it is servicing the muktza, but it's not holding it up. For example, if you have a garbage, that's muktza. Now, we're not getting into Hilchos garbage, if garbage is muktza, not muktza, that's not a discussion today. But let's say, theoretically, you would have a garbage that is muktza, and you cannot move the garbage can. You can put garbage into it, but you can't move the can. So, what about the cover for the garbage can. The cover of the garbage can also become muktzah, and one cannot remove it with his hand to go in and place garbage inside. He would have to go in and do tiltum anatzar or something of the sort. The Prima Godim in the Akdoma to Simon Shinches, the Mishmas Zov says that it seems nearly Bosses lav davka munach tachtov el koshim ishtamash le iser harehi ke iser. Even if it is on top of the iser, it very well may be muktzah if it's servicing the muktzah. So the Prima Godim is learning that the main point of this sisei, of its stand, is not that it's acting like the stand. That's not the ikker. That's not the main point. Rather, is it servicing the muktzah? So according to the Prima Godim, the cover of the garbage can may very well become muktzah. The Prima Godim later in the Simon on the Sif Tes Zayin brings that the Bach clearly said not like this, and that the Dvar Heter must be unbound to become a bosses. But the Prima Godim still refers back to what he said in the Akdoma, where he blives Sarachian on his halacha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.